Olympic Games, and the Bible is on that list. I kid you not. Organizers are citing security reasons. Christians, not surprisingly, are outraged. Now, internet evangelist Bill Keller is calling for a boycott of the Olympics. First of all, I didn't believe this was true until I confirmed that it was. The logic was that it might incite violence. What do you think of that?
Well, Neil, it's good to be with you again. You know, I've got to tell you something. For a country that was founded on religious freedoms, the State Department really has no choice but to use this as an opportunity to put our very appearance at the Olympics on the table. You know, you're the business guru. You can tell us what the trade deficit is. And apparently we don't have a lot of leverage in trying to even that out. But we have a lot of leverage with our athletes, with our television, with the viewership, with the dollars that we're going to bring to the table. And if this country is going to insist on banning the Bible, then I think it's time for our country to respond and say, listen, you want to ban the Bible? Then we aren't showing up.
Well, you know, Bill, I would go one step further. What I couldn't get an answer to before coming up here, so it might not be that it's not the case, just that I didn't get an answer, is whether the Quran is similarly sworn off that list.
Interesting, though, the Quran wasn't on that list.
So, all right, then, if that is the case, you have to wonder what kind of tone is here and who that's being preached to.
Well, here's what's really happening, Neil. We send out about 2.5 million emails a day to our subscribers around the world. We have worked hard to evangelize via the internet into China. And the ISPs that allow mail into China are all owned by the government. Every email we send that has Christian content is immediately wiped off the servers. They never get to their destination. So I really believe that this is a slap at Christians, at the Christian faith, at those who believe Jesus Christ is the only way to be saved. And I think this country, the government of this country, needs to show some leadership and say, listen, you don't want our Bible in your country, then you don't need our athletes in your country.
But we're not going to do that. And then the message to China is, we're okay doing this, right?
You can do whatever you want. Hey, you know what, though? How can you blame China when you have people like Kathy Griffin and Bill Maher and George Carlin who make millions of dollars a year bashing Christians? I mean, all they got to do is turn on our television, and they can see that Christians are fair game here, so why not over there?
Well, Bill, you raise a very good point. Good series of points. Bill Keller, thank you very much.
Take care.